This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. says it was not involved in this. The Taliban has killed the Islamic State militant who plotted the bombing at the Kabul, Afghanistan airport in 2021 that left 13 U.S. troops dead. The AP's Norman Hall with what we know.
Initially, neither the U.S. nor apparently the Taliban were aware that the mastermind, who was not identified, was dead. He was killed during a series of battles early this month in southern Afghanistan between the Taliban and the Islamic State group's affiliate. Islamic State Khorasan is the Taliban's most bitter enemy and top military threat. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukraine is trying to ramp up its drone technology as the war with Russia drags on. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this story.
Kyiv is powering an initiative to streamline and promote innovation in the development of drones and other technologies that have been key during Russia's war in Ukraine. The government hopes to bring state, military, and private sector developers working on defense issues together into a tech cluster that would give Ukraine a battlefield advantage. The Minister of Digital Information says Ukraine and Russia are about on par right now in their ability to employ drones, but that Ukraine must strive for technological superiority. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You may remember the 40 migrants died in a fire at a detention center in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico last month, just across the border. Well, now the head of Mexico's immigration agency has been arraigned on charges that he failed to protect the migrants who were in his custody. Asa Hutchinson, the former two-term Republican governor of Arkansas, will formally launch his campaign for president today, the kickoff event in his hometown of Bentonville. He is a former congressman. This is AP News. And now to the new Barbie that's coming out. The AP's Lisa Dwyer with this story. She says there is something unique about this Barbie.
There's a new Barbie coming out to recognize those with Down syndrome. Barbie has introduced its first doll representing a person with Down syndrome. Mattel worked with the National Down Syndrome Society to create the Barbie, which is part of the toy company's 2023 Fashionistas line, aimed at increasing diversity and inclusion. In addition to portraying some physical characteristics of a person with Down syndrome, the Barbie's clothing and accessories carry special meaning. The blue and yellow on the doll's dress, accompanied by butterflies, represent symbols and colors associated with Down syndrome awareness. And the three chevrons on Barbie's necklace represent how people with Down syndrome have three copies of their 21st chromosome. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.